الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. You're listening to Insight Audio. I'm your host Abu Muhammad Al-Louisiani. And on this day, Saturday, the 23rd of Sha'ban, 1432, the 22nd of July, 2011, we bring you another talk by our brother, Abu Uwais Abdullah Ahmed Ali, rahimahullah. The Virtues of Ramadan by Sheikh Abu Abdullah Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. And this was a recording that was done in Newark, New Jersey. Our Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ibn Baz, he died Thursday, the 27th of Muharram, 1420, May the 13th, 1999. Rahimahullah. This was a conference held by Master Rahmah. And the title of the conference was Master Rahmah Presents The Virtues and Benefits of the Month of Ramadan. This lecture was recorded again in Newark in October 2004. Again, October 2004. What does that mean, October 2004? It means that our brother Abu Uwais Rahimahullah was ill and was taking medication and seeking the help of Allah to still get up, leave his home and his family, come out to give talks and lectures. To come out and give talks and lectures. And he was ill, rahimahullah ta'ala. Allah decreed that the following month, during Ramadan, he, the glorious, the most high, would take Abu Uwais back to himself, Al-Aziz. Abu Uwais died during the month of Ramadan, the following month, November 2004. That was our brother's last Ramadan. He left us with something that is beneficial up to this day. May Allah forgive him and accept him and bless and protect the family he's left behind. Currently on the internet circulates a lecture that I recorded at the same conference, but I never did anything with it, and now that lecture is famous. The name of the lecture is We Need a Ramadan. We Need a Ramadan. During the conference, there was a speaker scheduled to give his talk. And when his time came to give his lecture, he wasn't there. Abu Uwais and the other students were discussing in the stage area on the side the empty slot that needed to be filled. In other words, if the brother didn't show up, someone else had to fill the slot and do the talk. He talked to the students about it, and they all looked at him and smiled. He then got the point, looked at them and said, "So it's on me." And whatever he said after that, rahimahullah. In other words, they looked to him to fill the slot. So when the time to do the talk arrived, he sat unprepared, and We Need a Ramadan was the result of that spontaneous talk. In other words, he wasn't prepared for it. I've traveled with Abu Uwais, rahimahullah, and was accustomed to listening to him speak without preparation. I would then come home, unpack my equipment, and then listen to his talks, knowing some were spontaneous and others were planned by him in advance. I'm sure that you'll agree that Allah blessed him with an ability to just pull information from here and there on the fly and put a talk together without anything in front of him. I would just listen in my home in amazement because I knew that this particular talk was not planned. We Need a Ramadan was one of those talks that people now listen to over and over. Honestly, that talk didn't faze me at all. You see, Abu Uwais was scheduled to give his talk on Ramadan, which he did do, and he delivered it. And it was the talk that I'm presenting to you now. It was his scheduled talk that affected me the most. These talks during this particular lecture series is a sign to us what happens when a person works for Islam and the Muslims. He was very sick, but he worked as much as Allah allowed him to. He worked for Islam and the Muslims. He was a worker and a producer, even in sickness. Many wanted him to stay home, but look at what he did. So he's an example of what happens when we have large goals for the religion of Allah. When we prefer our brothers over ourselves. And Allah is the knower. And I praise no one above him. And this is my thinking, and Allah knows best. Earlier, I introduced to you the first talk I recorded by Abu Uwais, entitled, You Can't Put Out the Light of Allah. Now, I introduce to you one of the last talks I recorded, along with We Need a Ramadan, entitled, The Virtues of Ramadan, by Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ibn Ibaz, done at this conference by our brother Abu Uwais, rahimahullah. You're listening to Insight Audio, Islamic audio for the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Insight Audio.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. These words, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, that we will take, something that we take every year, generally, around this time. And they are the words of Samahatahu, Samahatahu Walid, Sheikh Ra'is Al-A'am, Ra'is Al-A'am, Li'idarat Al-Bahur Al-Mi Wa'iftaw Al-Da'wa Al-Shad. And that is Sheikh Al-Islam Abdul Aziz bin Baz. And it was printed in the Mujalla Al-Iqaf. And it's Fada'il Shahr Ramadan. It's Fada'il Shahr Ramadan. And it's not that we would talk about anything else at a time like this, in a place like this, in a circumstance like this. We must talk about the Fada'il, the virtues of Ramadan, the beauty of Ramadan, the blessing of Ramadan. So this is what Abdul Aziz bin Baz, Rahimullah Rahmatul Wasiya, this was his legacy. This was his legacy. At this munasabah, at this particular time, every year, he would talk about Ramadan. He'd get the people ready for Ramadan. Push the people towards Ramadan. Get them energetic towards Ramadan. Make them think about Ramadan. And this is something all of us should do in our houses and with our families. In our houses and with our families, we should be talking about Ramadan, discussing Ramadan with our wife or wives, discussing Ramadan with our children, dealing with the issue of Ramadan. For there's so much in this society that can make one forget the month of Ramadan, the symbols of Ramadan, the pillars of Ramadan, the importance of Ramadan. So we take it from what the Sheikh says. He says, from Abdulaziz bin Baz, bin Abdullah bin Baz, to whoever sees it from the Muslims. In other words, whoever from the Muslims sees this waraqah, whoever from the Muslims sees this paper, وَفَقَنِي اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, may Allah bless, give us the tawfiq and give you, لِإِكْتِنَامِ الْخَيْرَاتِ, to achieve the good, وَجَعَلَنِي وَإِيَّاهُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَارِعِينَ إِلَى الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ, آمين. And make us of those who rush to do good deeds. Ameen. Sheikh Ibn Baz says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amma ba'd. O you Muslims. And this says, he used to give a pre-Ramadan talk and he used to give a talk in Ramadan. Both of these will benefit us, so it doesn't really matter. That we will be in this great month, Ameen. That's what's coming. شهر عظيم, a great month, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, شهر الصيام, listen to the names, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, شهر الصيام, the month of fasting, شهر قيام, the month of standing in prayer, شهر تلاوة القرآن, the month of reciting the Quran. Sheikh says, شهر العتق والغفران, the month where people will be saved and rescued from the hellfire. The month where people will be saved and rescued from the hellfire. The month of غفران, forgiveness. Forgiveness. شهر الصدقات, the month of giving sadaqah, brother. والإحسان, in doing good. شهر, a month. تفتح فيه أبواب الجنات, opens up the doors of the paradise, the gates of the paradise. وتضاعف فيه حسنات, and the good deeds are increased, and evil deeds are minimized. Evil deeds are minimized. شهر الطيب فيه دعاءات, the month that your duas will be answered. The month that your dua, your invocation will be answered. وترفع درجات, and your levels will be lifted. You may be on one certain level. And because of the Shahr Ramadan, the blessing of Shahr Ramadan, you'll be raised up. Your good deeds will be raised up, and you will be raised up, and you will be raised up on high levels. ترفع درجات. تغفر فيه سيئات. The sins will be forgiven. The sins will be forgiven. شهر يجود الله فيه, the month that Allah Ta'ala is generous in. The month that Allah Ta'ala is generous in. على عباده بأنواع الكرامات, upon his servants with all types of honors and ease. Allah Ta'ala is generous in this month. And he rewards the awliya fil atayat, he gives them. Allah Ta'ala gives the righteous servants. He gives them. شهر جعل الله صيامه أحد أركان الإسلام, the month that Allah made fasting it one of the pillars of Islam. To fast the month of Ramadan is one of the what? The pillars of Islam. And I don't know, we were told we may have non-Muslims here. And if this is such, then this is good, so that they can know something about this month. That this is a month that we probably will talk about more, in which an individual goes from dawn to sunset. Dawn to sunset without eating, drinking, or having sexual relations. Doing this for the sake of his creator. Doing this for the sake of his Lord. This is the month of Ramadan that the Muslims practice. This is the month of Ramadan that is part of the legacy of the Muslims and the way of the Muslims. We have some non-Muslims who practice it, and who aren't even Muslims. This is not the way to do it. If you want that your deeds be accepted, deeds be accepted by the Creator of the heavens and the earth, you must enter the fold of Islam. Allah says, "Gonna I enter Islam totally. Enter Islam totally." So can't take part of Islam and say, "Well, I'm going to fast, and I'm going to be Muslim on this tip. Well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but I'm not going to pray." No, you have to do all of Islam. And once you understand that Islam is the truth, and everything else besides Islam is false, and that you were created like everyone else in this room to worship the Creator, and not associate any partners with Him, then this matter will become very simple to you to understand. Fasama Mustafa. Mustafa al-Islam fasted this month. Prophet al-Islam, Mustafa. One of the names of the Prophet Muhammad is Mustafa. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted this month. Sama Mustafa. Mustafa fasted this month. Wa amar an-nas bi siyamih. And he ordered the people to fast it. وأخبر, and he informed us that the one who fasted Iman, have Iman, واحتسابا, seeking the reward of Allah. See, when you fast, you have to have that there. Brother, that has to be present. Has to be present. Iman, that Allah legislated this. وَلِحْتِسَابًا, that one will be rewarded. One will be called account for this. He who fasted Iman and وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ. Understand that. It will be forgiven for him what he has committed before sins. If we don't get anything out of this particular lecture today, get that. Don't understand anything, understand that. That man sama Ramadan, he who fasts Ramadan, imanan wa ihtisaban, believing in the legislation of it that Allah legislated it, and that Allah will reward them or call them account for it. غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. He will be forgiven for the previous sins he committed. Who amongst us in this room don't need that? You messed up all year. Need that. Slipped, tripped, fell into things we shouldn't have fell into, became neglectful regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, yes, we're in need of that. وَمَنْ قَامَهُ, he who stands up and prays it. Yani prays قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ, the night prayer. إِمَانًا, with Iman once again. وَاحْتِسَابًا, seeking Allah's reward once again. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, it will be forgiven for him what proceeded from him from sins. It will be forgiven for him what proceeded from him of sins. So don't take Qiyam as a lightweight thing. Well, that's only Sunnah. Yeah, Sheikh Muqbil said that. Sheikh Muqbil said it's Sunnah and you can pray it at home. But even so, if you pray it at home, you're praying it. Establish it. Establish it at the house. And if you can't establish it at the house, at the masjid, establish it at the house, like that. But establish it, because there is a great fa'idah, a great benefit to it. And that is that the sins will be forgiven. The sins will be forgiven. This is a month, brothers and sisters, that there's a night in it better than 1,000 nights. Yes. Better than 1,000 nights. Sheikh says, Man harama khayraha, he was forbidden from the goodness of this night, faqad harama, he has been forbidden. Can you imagine someone who misses Laylatul Qadr? No, so neglectful, so negligent, so unaware, so unconcerned, that he misses Laylatul Qadr. So he says, based upon this, he has been forbidden a great good. He has been forbidden a great good. So he said, glorify it. Azimuhu. Biniyati saliha. With a good intention. With ijtihad and striving. And he's talking about the month, of course, the whole month of Ramadan. Striving in guarding your fast. And establishing your qiyam. Establishing your qiyam. Wa musabaqa. Rushing. Racing. Ila khayrat. To good. Musabaqa and his month, brothers. It's a race. You're veeing for the Jannah. This might sound very mild the way that we're putting this out. But we hope that it touches the hearts of those who are aware and who have some understanding. This is of utmost importance. Musabaqa, strive, brother. Race, brother. Thee, brother. Be on the move in this month in doing good deeds. Be on the move in this month like you've never been on the move before. Musabaqa ila khayrat wa mubadira, rushing. Ila tawbat nusuh, rushing to a sincere tawbah. Rushing, musabaqa, ila khayrat, to that which is good. And what else? Mubadara, rushing. Ila tawbat nusuh, to a sincere tawbah. Min jami' dhunub, Sayyat, for all sins and disobediences. You want to cleanse all of that. He didn't say some dhunub. He said jami' dhunub. Washtahadu, and strive. And this is something we don't do in Ramadan. In Ramadan we may feed someone. Ramadan we may pray beside a brother. We may tarawih. Ramadan we may give a brother a date to drink. But where is at-tanasih baynakum? Advising between you. Sheikh bin Baz puts this as one of the manners of Ramadan. Stahidu fi tanasih baynakum. Strive in advising one another. In advising one another. Wa ta'awun. Help one another. Ala bir wa taqwa. upon fearing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, upon having birr, righteousness. This is to be constantly throughout the year, but it is particularly that which should happen in Ramadan. وَتَوَاسِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Or as he says, وَتَوَاسِ بِالْعَمْلِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Advise one another to order what is good. وَنَحِي عَنَ مُنْكَرٍ. To forbid and forbid what is bad. وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. That you call to every good. That you call to every good. Why, Sheikh says, لِتَفُوزُ بِالْكَرَامَةِ, so that you will achieve honor, وَالْأَجْرَ عَذِيمٍ, and great reward. See, these are the ma'ali umur. These are high matters. These aren't the petty matters. These are the high matters. These are the serious matters that brings one close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and places one in good standing with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, siyam, that tissue. No, I have some. Hi. Now, siyam has many benefits. First benefit, tathir al-nafs, cleansing the self. Tathir al-nafs, cleansing the self. Wa tahdhibiha, tahdhibiha, yani organizing it, وَتَسْكِيَتُهَا, purifying it. From what? What are you going to try to clean your nafs from? مِنْ أَخْلَاكَ السَّيِّئَةِ, from evil akhlaq, evil moral manners and behavior. وَصِفَاتِ الذَّمِيمَةِ, nasty character. Ashur, Wabatar, Wabakha, like stinginess and selfishness and the like. You take that and you transfer. The Sheikh says, Ta'widaha akhlaqa karima, until you get generous, noble characteristics. Kasabr, like patience. والحلم, forbearance. والحلم, I said that. I must have said it twice. والجود, generosity, or jud. والكرم, which is quite similar to generosity. ومجاهدة, striving. مجاهدة, not striving with the self. فِيمَا يَرْضَ اللَّهِ, in a matter which pleases Allah. وَيُقَرْبُ إِلَيْهِ, it brings you close to Allah. You're going to strive with yourself and make yourself strive in those matters which please Allah. يَرْضِ اللَّهِ, and bring you close to Allah. From the benefits of fasting is that it shows the servant the need that he has within himself. Hajatuhu. That he has a need in himself. Wada'fuhu, his weakness. Wafakruhu, his poorness. His weakness, his poorness. His need for who? لِرَبِّهِ, for his Lord, the Rabbi. Therefore, he will remember Allah. Oh, yes. With the greatest blessings of Allah. And he will remember also, since he is in need, that his brothers are in need. And his brothers are fuqara. And that Allah has blessed them with nourishment. And that this brings about shukr lillah, thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thanking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then he will realize the blessing of Allah upon him. And the ni'mah of Allah, the blessing of Allah upon him, blessing him with obedience. Then he will take care of his brothers because of their poorness, because of their need. Wal ihsan ilayhim, he will do good to them. Allah tabarak ta'ala has pointed to this benefit when he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. O you believe, fasting has been written upon you just as it was written upon those before you. La'allakum tattaqun. So that you may have taqwa. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains is that he wrote fasting upon the people so that the people will achieve taqwa. Somebody said, why we gotta fast, man? Why we gotta fast? What's the reason? Your son might ask. Your daughter might ask. Why we gotta fast? We gotta go without food and drink. Litaqwa. Litaqwa. So he wrote fasting upon us to cleanse us. So it means that fasting is a means to taqwa. And what is taqwa? Taqwa is like this. Ta'at Allah, obedience to Allah, wa rasuluh, this messenger, by doing what you have been ordered and leaving what you have been forbidden, while having sincerity to Allah. And continues, wa muhabbah, in love, wa raghbah, desire for Allah, rahbah, fear of Allah ta'ala. With this, the servant has fear of Allah from the punishment of Allah ta'ala and his wrath. So fasting is a great branch of the branches of taqwa. And it's a great qurbah. Huh? It's a great qurbah. Closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Wasila qawiyya ila taqwa. Strong way to taqwa, Ibn Baz says. And it's a way of achieving taqwa in all other areas of dunya and deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to this and to some of the benefits of fasting when he said, O young men, he who amongst you who are able to fast, then do so. Or who amongst you who are able to marry, then do so. And he who is not able, then lower his gaze or fast, lower his gaze for regard his private parts. I'll read it again. It's right before me. Ya ma'ashir al-shibab man istata'a minkum al-ba'a. O you youth, he amongst you who has the ability, فَلَتَزَوُّجْ, to marry. For it is that which will lower the gaze, marriage, and will guard the private parts. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَتِعْ, and he was not able, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, then upon that person is to fast. فَإِنَّنَهُ وَجَعَ, because it has a means of preventing him from falling to that which is forbidden. It weakens the desire. It weakens the desire. So the Prophet explained that fasting is a protection, or rather you can say that which weakens one's desires. So he said that a song is a means of weakening the fasting person's desire. Wa wasila means litaharati, to purify him. Wa afafi, making him chaste, or chaste, or her chaste, him or her chaste. He said, and that's only because the area for which the blood passes through is made tight through fasting. Fasting makes this tight. Because the person remembers Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and this makes the believer stronger in his ibadah, and it makes it harder for the believer to commit ma'asi, to commit sins. Also, from the benefits of fasting, and I won't keep you long, is that it purifies the badan, the body, from bad bacteria. And it achieves for the body sihha, health, and strength. And he said many of the doctors have recognized this fact. And many forms of illnesses are dealt with in this manner, that they inform you or advise you to fast. So he said Allah Ta'ala informs that he has obligated fasting upon us, as he obligated that which was on before us. And this fast is the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ informed us that it's one of the pillars of Islam, khams, five pillars of Islam. This is something that your children should know. A lot of times the children don't know. You ask them what are the five pillars of Islam, and they can't tell you. So this time in this month of Ramadan is a time to renew that and revive that. So Allah says, O you believe, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been written upon you as has been written upon those before you, so that you may achieve taqwa. أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ, number of days. And until Allah revealed شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي يُنْزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, The month of Ramadan, which the Quran was revealed. Hudan lin-nas, is a guidance for the people. Wabayyinati min al-huda, and explanations of the guidance. Wal-furqan, an explanation. Faman shahida minkum shahra fayasumhu, he who witnessed you for you the month and fasted. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدٌ وَلَا سَفَرًا فَإِنَّتُ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخْرَى. And he who's sick or on journey, then other days. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ يُسْرَى وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ يُسْرَى. Allah wants for you ease, he doesn't want for you hardship. وَلَتُكْمِلُ عِدَّتَهُ, so that you complete the number. وَتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, and to glorify Allah on the fact that he has guided you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so that you may be grateful. And the hadith of Ibn Umar, which everyone in this room must know. Everyone must know this hadith. Ibn Umar's hadith. Bunya Islam al-Khams. Islam has been built upon five. Shahadat an la ilaha illallah. May the witness and Nas right to worship except Allah. Wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Wa an iqamas salah, to establish the zakat. وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, to give the zakat. وَصَوْمَ رَمَضَانَ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ, and to fast Ramadan and make hajj to the bait. Everyone should know that hadith, the hadith of Ibn Umar, that Islam is built upon five. So I will end with this statement of the Sheikh. No Muslims that Saum, fasting is a great righteous action and it has a great reward, particularly fasting Ramadan, because Allah Ta'ala has made it obligatory upon the servant. He has made it the means of great foes. It has been related in the Hadith Sahih that all of the actions of Ibn Adam are 10 for him, 10 in relationship to him. Illa 700 daf, up to 700, except fasting. Fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi. Prevail is me, and I reward for it. Because he has left his desire and his food and his drink for my sake. And for the fasting person, two times of happiness. One when he breaks his fast, and one when he meets his Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. And of course, the breath of the fasting person is like musk with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. This is some of the narrations regarding Ramadan. Also Ramadan, when Ramadan comes, the Jannah is open and the hellfire is closed and the shayateen are enchained. Brothers and sisters, this is a fursa. Brothers and sisters, this is an opportunity. Brothers and sisters, don't miss it. Don't sleep on it. Don't be neglectful of it. Don't let shaitan trick you. Don't let the matters of the dunya trick you. Don't let those things take you away from it that are of no importance whatsoever. For Allah Ta'ala has set the Jannah up and has as if called to us that we're for it. And it's for us. But all we have to do is strive and make an effort, locking the shayateen up, closing or shutting the doors of hellfire, opening doors, paradise, giving us extra help, benefit. I know I have not expressed it in the best way, and I have not related to you that which you probably want to hear, but I think this is enough. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to get you running, get you together, get you doing what you're supposed to be doing for this blessed month of Ramadan. Father, sallallahu ala nabi Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh. Is my mic on? Use this mic. This way. The brothers who are on the bleachers, can I get you to come down, please? Everyone come down. Come near. Everyone, please. Especially the grown men, mashallah. We want to be a good example to the youngsters, alhamdulillah. Barakallah feekum. As our brother, mashallah, dear brother Abu Ayy, said to you that there are a number of virtues, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan. One of the things that's going to happen invariably, can you hear me? And I don't, mashallah, this is not something which is when you think you can see into the future, but because of experience, it happens every Ramadan, is that the women and the children who are in need, they're going to come forward to the masjid, and they're going to ask, mashallah. And the master needs to be prepared to help them as much as they possibly can. As the Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Sa'adi rahimahullah said, among the virtues of Ramadan is that the person who is able to give, the person who feels the pain of fasting, is going to realize what hunger is like. And is going to want to identify or give charity to those people who do not have enough food and who do not have enough drink, and who may have financial problems in the month of Ramadan at a time when that really is going to be difficult for them. So I'm asking you, especially the grown men, now, inshallah, before Ramadan comes, please give to the masjid Barakallahu feekum. I'm asking you to donate your monies. I'm asking you to donate the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. MashaAllah, who brought you to this opportunity. I'm asking you to give Masjid al-Rahmah what you have so that they'll be able to do what they need to do, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan, to distribute to women and children, to buy food, and all their programs, but to be able to buy food for the people who are going to come in need, inshallah, and who are going to already have, mashallah, who want to serve, who want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want to worship Him. I was told one time by one of the tajireen, one of the people who are in business, they said that it was difficult for the people to let go of their money. That it was difficult for the people, the men, to give up their money, and for the women to give up their money with nothing in return. They said that we live in a society where there's equity. And I ask you to come forward, inshallah, to get close, so to make it easy for the people to give the money, inshallah. Give them what you're able to give. Give the most you're able to give, alhamdulillah. And so he said, if you don't give the people something, if you don't sell them something, then mashallah, then they won't give you anything, because basically they're Americans. And they were raised in a way that if they're going to give something, they're going to get something. If they don't get something, then they won't give anything. But alhamdulillah, the Muslims know, and that's why I and others sit and we say what we say to you. And that's why, alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum, you have been responding. No, you've been responding because you know that you're going to get something. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you. Back. You know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you if you contribute to this. And you keep on contributing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give it to you, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to increase you in your wealth, inshallah, through your charity. Or it's going to be something as a reward for you at a time when you need it most, when you're standing before Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, being judged. And you're going to need something to bring your deeds. Something to bring your deeds up. So this charity, don't look at it as being too much. Be sure to give it. We Salafi, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, and he gave what was given to him. He gave it away, mashallah, in charity. And he told the people they should give in charity. Told them the benefits of the charity. Told them how many times they would be rewarded for giving the charity. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give until he didn't have any more. So we're asking the people to please give, especially the men. And as these children watch you as a good example to your sons, that's what they should do, inshallah. They should contribute, alhamdulillah. And have you stopped? Have you stopped? Takhalastum? Go around with the people, inshallah. Give it to the men. Go around with the men, inshallah. Let them. This is Masjid al-Rahmah. You know it well, alhamdulillah. And you know the work that it and the people in it and other masjid have been doing. Alhamdulillah. So you know what you're contributing to. It isn't like you're contributing in the blind. You know what you're contributing to. And though you trust the people who are doing this. Tahayyatu ibadallah. Shut the mic on.
Bismillah. I'm gonna fix Ramadan. I think everything that's basically been said is good enough. And people just have to feel that they're giving something for the sake of Allah. That's all. Nushur. Feel that we're giving something for the sake of Allah ta'ala. That what we're actually giving for the Akhirah. And that what Allah ta'ala takes from us, He takes biyaminihi, with His right hand. And He nourishes it. And builds it, and builds it, and builds it to as large as a mountain. That it's not just a small thing that we have given, but it's this great intent that we have in our heart. So, I don't know if we need to continue in the exercise of this matter. if those brothers have something, if those brothers have an extra 50 or those brothers have an extra 100 and they understand the importance of this matter, that I will hope that they have the sincerity and the fortitude to come forward.
This has been an Insight audio recording. All rights to this recording are reserved by Insight Audio. Insight Audio has now moved this audio to the Creative Commons license. Please download this audio, make copies of this audio, and redistribute this audio so that you can offer a benefit to those around you. Thank you.
Insight Audio.